Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Big news that we've been following since Sunday is about the fire at Parliament. And I keep hearing about these priceless artifacts and part of our, you know, heritage of the people of South Africa. And I wondered, what exactly are the artifacts that are kept in the parliamentary buildings? So we've asked Kate Brigg, who's a co-founder of Culture Connect, to join us. Good afternoon, Kate. How are you?
Good afternoon. Well, thanks.
What artifacts are kept in the parliamentary buildings?
A huge variety, from the maces for the opening of Parliament to a huge 120-meter-long textile work by the Keith Karma Project in Hamburg.
What
other? Apparently there are 12,000 in total.
Sorry, how many?
A phenomenal 12,000 artworks in total, because for over 20 years they've been cataloguing them, accessioning them, and so they have, you know, a flag that was on Mount Everest to Victorian paintings by Philip Glaslow and Major William Orpen, who were leading portraitures at their time.
Kate, I'm going to try and get you back. This is a terrible line, and we're missing every third word that you're saying. So we're going to try and call you right back, and hopefully we will be able to establish a better connection. That's Kate Brigg. 12,000 artifacts in Parliament. That is extraordinary. Did you know that there were so many? I had no clue, as I'm sure you are able to establish. All right, Kate, we got you back.
Yes, hi, Kathy.
Oh, listen to you now. That's, you sound fabulous. Okay,
great.
That's much better. Okay, so we've got these 12,000 artifacts. Were they always on display?
No, most of them aren't on display, which is fairly normal in institutions like this. Even museums generally only display a fraction. And generally, it's the newer artworks that are in the offices and public displays, such as the basket work, the aprons that relate to the indigenous knowledge systems. And then I mentioned the Keith Karma tapestry.
Yes.
That is so large and special.
That's the problem. So have any of these items that you're mentioning now been damaged?
Ah, that's the billion-dollar question. I have it on good authority that they're okay. While the fire started in the old assembly where the Keith Karma tapestry was, it significantly wrapped round the chamber that the apartheid government passed their heinous crimes, mainly against laws against democracy.
Yeah.
But the story that's depicted in this textile artwork is basically the story of the Eastern Cape, from the inhabitants, the first inhabitants, through to 1994, the first elections.
Amazing. Absolutely incredible. Just out of interest, I mean, do they cover the 1992 elections?
Yep. There's quite a sweet picture of someone voting, and then before that they have Nelson Mandela when he was boxing.
Wow.
They've got quite a lot of cattle depicted.
Yeah.
And over 100, mainly women, worked on it who live in Hamburg in the Eastern Cape, working with some artists.
Who generally curates this collection? I mean, 12,000 items is nothing to sneeze at.
Exactly. A highly esteemed curator called Dr. Rada Becker started the parliamentary artworks office. She retired, and there are three people who work full time who are very skilled and dedicated.
Amazing, absolutely amazing. Kate, thank you so much for your time and for sharing your insights and expertise and knowledge with us. I've certainly learned from you this afternoon. I really appreciate it. Have a wonderful
Pleasure.
Afternoon.
Take
care. God bless. Bye bye.